These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. I'm a Baptist. I'm Christian. Once saved, always saved. Easy believism. It's easy to be saved. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And you know what? It's the hard part that was done by Jesus on the cross. Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. We have nothing to boast of. Our salvation is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, how hard is it to get saved? Well, it's as hard as taking a drink of water. It's as hard as eating a piece of bread. It's as hard as opening a door and walking through it. It's as hard as calling upon the name of the Lord. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. You come to Jesus Christ, you eat of the bread of life that He gives you, and He said, you shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You'll never thirst again. What is the will of the Father? That people would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that none of them would be lost. None of them would ever lose their salvation and that they would be raised up at the last day. Once saved, always saved. You know, the Bible's really clear on salvation. It's not based on how good you are. A lot of people think they're pretty good, you know, and yeah, they're going to get to heaven because they're pretty good. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. I'm not righteous, you're not righteous. And if it were our goodness that would get us into heaven, none of us would be going. Because the Bible even says in Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and whoremongers and idolaters, and listen to this, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I've lied before. Everybody's lied before. So we've all sinned, and we've done stuff worse than lying, let's face it. We all deserve hell. The Bible says, but God commanded His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so Jesus Christ, because He loves us, came to this earth. The Bible says He was God manifest in the flesh. God basically took on human form. He lived a sinless life. He did not commit any sin. And of course, they beat Him and spit on Him and nailed Him to the cross. The Bible says that when He was on that cross, He Himself bare our sins in His own body on the tree. So every sin you've ever done, every sin I've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it. He was being punished for our sins. And the Bible's really clear that Jesus did die for everybody. It says that He died not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. But there's something that we must do to be saved. The Bible says, it has that question in Acts 16, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.